Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语，我是 Emily。关注我们的微信公众号，英语主播 Emily。我每周一到周五早上九点开始直播，陪你一起练口语，带你告别哑巴英语，学完了立马就能开口，赶紧关注，不要错过哦。在生活当中有这样一类人，他们深耕于某一个领域，所以对这个领域非常的了解知情，熟知内幕。那这样的人用英文该怎么表达呢？在英文当中有一个短语叫 be in the know， somebody be in the know 就是某个知情人，某个熟知内幕的人。好了，我们先来听一下今天的 dialogue。
I haven't got enough evidence for prosecuting him.
Why don't you find someone who is in the know?
I'm just thinking about that. But the trouble is, I don't know who is well in the know.
Did you ask his former secretary, Laura? She knows a lot about him.
Thanks for reminding me. She's the right person to help me.
Welcome back. Let's look at the dialogue. I haven't got enough evidence.For prosecuting him. 我没有足够的证据起诉他。I haven't got, 就是我没有什么什么。I haven't got enough evidence, 足够的证据。For prosecuting him, 去起诉他。这里 prosecute 表示起诉、控告、检举。Prosecute 这个单词是我们今天的重点单词，它需要和另外两个单词区别开来，分别是 sue 以及 accuse。 那这三个单词有什么区别呢？首先 prosecute 是一个法律术语，通常是由政府或者政府机构对个人或实体提起的刑事诉讼，这意味着指控呢违反了刑法的行为，比如说盗窃、谋杀、欺诈等等。比如说 The police decided not to prosecute because the evidence is not strong. 警方决定不起诉，因为证据不够。而 sue 是一个更加通用的术语，通常用于民事案件，指的是个人或实体在法院对其他个人或实体提起诉讼。这可能是由于合同违约、侵权行为、知识产权侵权等等。如果胜诉，原告可能会获得金钱赔偿。比如说 The neighbor sued the construction company for noise pollution.邻居起诉建筑公司噪音污染。这里的 construction company 建筑公司 noise pollution 噪音污染。而 accuse 它通常是指公开声明某人或者实体犯有错误、罪行或者不当行为。这个词语呢并不一定涉及法律程序，他可能仅仅是口头上的指责。比如说 The government was accused of incompetence. 政府被指责无能。好，我们继续看对话。
Why don't you find someone who is in the know?
你为什么不找一个知道内幕的人呢？这里 be in the know 表示知情或者是了解内幕。 Be in the know. 比如说
Somebody in the know told me he's going to resign.
有知情者告诉我他要辞职。那这里的 somebody in the know 就是某个知情人。
Somebody in the know
told me 告诉我 he's going to resign.他要辞职。再比如说
I heard this from somebody who is in the know.
我是从某个知情人那里听到这件事的。
I heard this from,
就是呢，我从什么地方听说这件事。
Somebody who is in the know,
就是知情人，知道内幕的人。
Somebody who is in the know.
再比如说
I guess it's the kind of thing that only people in the know know.
我猜这是只有知道内幕的人才知道的事情。
I guess,
我猜
It's the kind of thing.
这是这种类型的事情，那什么样的类型的事情呢？
That only people in the know know.
只有知道内幕的人才知道的事情。这里呢，
people in the know
就是知道内幕的人。后面的 know 是动词，表示知道。所以呢，这两个 know 它是不一样的。第一个 know 它是 in the know。
In the know,
后面的 know 是动词，表示知道。
People in the know know,
就是知道内幕的人知道。好，这个有点绕。再比如说
If you want the latest gossip about the celebrity, talk to Jennifer. She's always in the know.
如果你想知道最新的名人八卦，你去找 Jennifer。他总是知道内情。这里的
celebrity
表示名人，尤其是指那些娱乐界的名人。
She's always in the know.
他总是知道内幕。好了，我们继续看对话。
I'm just thinking about that.
我正在考虑这件事情。
But the trouble is...
但是问题是
I don't know who is well in the know.
我不知道谁非常的了解内幕。这里的 well in the know, 就是非常了解内情，非常知道内幕的意思。
Who is well in the know?
Did you ask his former secretary Laura?
你有问过他之前的秘书 Laura 吗？
She knows a lot about him.
她知道关于他很多事情。
Thanks for reminding me.
谢谢你提醒我。
She's the right person to help me.
她是能够帮助我的人。好啦，那我们今天的内容就到这里。一定不要忘了关注我们的微信公众号，英语主播 Emily， 参与每周一到周五早上的英语直播分享。最后我们再来听一下今天的 dialogue.
I haven't got enough evidence for prosecuting him.
Why don't you find someone who is in the know?
I'm just thinking about that. But the trouble is, I don't know who is well in the know.
Did you ask his former secretary, Laura? She knows a lot about him.
Thanks for reminding me. She's the right person to help me.